extended life oil filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Yeah, kill that. I don't have time for that crap. Let's get to the phone lines because we have a special guest who's dropping in to join us. Let me just wrap up with Robert quickly because I carried him through the top of the hour. Robert, I appreciate you hanging in there. You had something else you wanted to ask?
Yeah, and I'm not sure we can cover it in this short amount of time, but I was surprised.
I'll tell you what, Robert, do this for me.
Yeah, man.
Call me back at the start of the next segment, and I'll give you all the time you want.
Not a problem.
Let's do that. All right. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate
it. All right, well.
Let me get to a former Clemson Tiger legend and budding NBA star until he was involved in an accident as well as Sharone Wright. Sharone, man, welcome to the show. I appreciate you joining us.
What's up, man? Long time no see, man.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you.
No doubt. No doubt, brother.
So how things been? What you doing these days?
Well, I coach prep school basketball here in Chandler, Arizona. Actually, we were out here in Arizona a couple years ago. But I've just been coaching, man, and doing a little bit of AAU work, a little bit of grassroots stuff. And you know what I'm doing? Both just training my kids. I train a lot of kids from the South Carolina area when I'm there in the summer. Both my boys, Sharone Jr., and my oldest son, Cartier Jara. And then just a lot of younger kids, too. So I'm just doing that, man. I teach history here, and I love it, man. I'm out in the limelight. I'm just,
teach history, too. How about that?
I was a history major over at Tillman Hall. So,
well, the Arizona life's got to be pretty good, no?
Yeah, oh, man, it's what, 80 today? I'm feeling good.
You know,
about to get in the gym with one of my top 100 kids, a kid by the name of Cho Mario. Going to get in there with him. He's going to be a draft pick probably in the next year. So got a lot of young kids, man, that are doing well. And, you know, obviously with my kids, they're doing well. So, like, hey, Walt, man, life is good, bro.
Hey, Sharone, how long did it take you to recover physically from your accident? Because you were, people don't realize this, I don't think, anymore. Were you drafted in 95? What year was it?
94.
And you were, what, the sixth pick?
Yeah, I was the sixth pick, highest from Clemson ever.
But you knew that right off.
Like I said, I had played. Yeah, I had to put that out there, man, because people forget that. Like,
exactly right.
I'm the baddest MF ever, bro. Like, I'd be trying to tell people, like, I don't even make it about me. I'd be like, you guys are enamored with these guys like Booker and them. I'd be like, man, I average almost a triple double. Are you serious right now?
That's a good point.
Like, man, I don't even like. No, I mean, I'd be like, man, come on.
And you
it's
were
not even close.
And you were actually in those first few years. You were on your way to becoming an NBA star when you got hurt, right?
Yeah, I was in my fifth year, my fourth or fifth year, one of them. And then so I was, I had made the rookie All-Star game, was doing well, averaged double figures. And then one morning I decided that I was going to drive fast and too fast. So, but I came back after that and played another year or two in the league and then went to Europe, and so it was all good.
All right, how fast, Sharone? We need to know.
It took me a year. But, yeah, I would say I was going probably 95 in a 70 zone, so it was real bad.
Yeah, it's not. Ramona does that every day.
Ramona, oh, she does.
Yeah, yeah, I thought you were gonna. Yeah, I thought. Yeah, I mean, I thought you were gonna tell me like 150 or something.
No.
All right.
Well, those are Tim Beret facts right there. He knows all those types of stats about me. Those are Tim facts. So
now, did you tell me that you've worked with the guys on this team?
Yeah, Elijah Thomas is basically my nephew, man. I work with him all summer, every summer. And he's like my nephew, man. We talk after every game, and he's like my son. So I've been with Eli the last two years, and we develop a really cool relationship. You know, being Tiger Biggs and everything that he has to expect. And I think now this year, what you're seeing from Eli is everything that we really worked on, going quick, his timing on his shot blocking has got so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Just preserving himself, staying out of foul trouble, footwork. We do all that in the summertime.
When he first got to Clemson, I didn't think he was going to be any factor on defense. He was overweight and didn't move his feet. And he's a totally different guy. I thought the biggest surprise the last year, and I didn't really understand that you were working with him, but I thought the biggest surprise the last year was the impact he made on the defensive end, which I didn't know where that came from.
I would even say that he's one of the top 5 to 6 bigs in the country, I think, mainly because of his defensive prowessness. I mean, he blocks a lot of shots. But a lot of that's his timing. He's not a skywalker.
Right, no.
But he has timing.
He plays below the rim.
We worked on that, like timing. It's something that I had in terms, you know, leading the country in block shots the way I did. You know, that's what I had. I'm able to give him that. And he just has a lot more timing now. His presence is different. He moves his feet better. Offensively as well, getting the ball. I mean, he's always been good offensively, but he didn't have a lot of base. He didn't have a lot of he didn't play with leverage, and we kind of zeroed in on that too. So,
yeah, I mean, he has made just a dramatic improvement through the course of his career, mm-hmm. and it's good to know that you've worked with him. Now, is he the only Clemson player?
Yeah, for right now. But okay. I mean, let me just say this. I mean, he works with. You know, Brad's really good with those guys, too. Brad's good with the bigs. And Antonio Reynolds Dean is working with him, you know. So the coaches there have done a good job with him. I just improve and give him different stuff in the summer. I've been a mentor to him, you know, off the court as well. You know, and so that's kind of like where it's been. But I've always wanted to work with our Clemson bigs. But, you know, hey, the opportunity never came. And so. It is what it is, man.
Hey, maybe it still will. Hey, and Amir Sims is sort of his kid.
Yeah.
Eli's kid. Yeah, so it gets passed down.
Yeah. I love Amir. He reminds me so much of Horace Grant. And so hopefully I think I get a chance to work with Amir this summer, too. I think that's going to happen because he looks up to Eli. So I'm sure we'll get a chance to work a little bit.
Yeah, I thought in the Florida State game, I just didn't think he was active enough, and I thought Eli needed more help because he was like a one-man gang against all that size. But I thought Amir came back and was very active the other night against BC and contributed in several rebound situations late in that game.
The thing with Amir is that he's still learning, he's still young.
Yeah, he's young, yeah.
And for me, I intend on telling him this. I would like to see him be more goal oriented, you know, closer to the rim. He's shooting a lot of threes now, which is good to have. But for us to get to the tournament, he's going to have to be a beast on the block. So, and he can be too. He can be that too. So, you know, so hopefully he'll get to that point. But again, there's so much that I plan on talking to him about and getting in the gym with him too.
I don't know how much you've seen of Jameson. What do you think of what you've seen early from Jameson?
I liked him. He played spot minutes early on and is kind of doing that now. I think he's playing a little bit more now.
Yeah.
I think, we didn't know much about the Malik Williams guy other than last year. So when he was hurt, I thought Jameson would play a little bit more. But, I mean, he's coming along. I like him. Not very offensive-minded, but, I mean, he's doing some small things. I mean, you can never have too many bigs, man.
Yeah, no,
we need more of that.
And he's a big, strong, athletic guy. Yeah, he's a big, strong, athletic guy. You know, so there's that. I mean, it's like you said, his offense is and yet to develop, but maybe it will come in time. What about some of the other young? What about some of the other young players on this team?
Yeah, I've known Clyde Trapp for a long time. He's good friends with my son, both of my sons actually. I love what we can get from the Newman kid, who I think is going to be a really good defensively. This is your, you know, a lot of people, what I would say to people sometimes, they play in the toughest league in the world.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. So it's hard. And I look at my kid who's on a horrible team, you know, a team that's not very good. He's taking his lump. So, I mean, it's the same for Newman, the same for Clyde Trapp. Those guys, they're taking their lumps, man. But, you know, you build for the future. And, I mean, when I first came to the ACC, you know, it was tough. You know, I had success, but it was still tough. And so, you know, for me, you know, I love the fact that we have young guys that are ready to learn. Clyde's going to be really good next year, and so will the other guys too, Jamison and those guys too.
Yeah, Hunter Tyson, I think is going to be a good player for this team.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, he can shoot the ball, and he's more active than people think as well. He's a little more athletic than people think, but yeah, the Clyde Trapp's development from last year to this year in look, I know he's had a rough spot or two here recently, but his shot, I mean, when I first saw Clyde Trapp here, I thought this guy is going to be a versatile defensive player, and that's all I thought you were getting. He's a super athlete, and I thought he would be able to guard multiple positions, but there was not really any much evidence early on of offensive production, but he has come a long way in terms of his shot and in terms of his ball handling as well. Do we lose him? Sharon?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought we'd lost you. But Clyde, I think, has come a long way in those areas. So yeah, look, I think there's some promise. Hey, what about the rest of the country? Well, first of all, what do you think of Zion? Are you moving him right to the Hall of Fame? What's your view on him?
No, I love the kid. Know him well. Don't know him well, but I know him. I know his father well. I just think he's phenomenal. He's the type of kid that you don't see, you know, but every 10 to 15 years, man. He's that good. I think athletically, I don't think we've ever seen a guy as athletic as he is. And, you know, what I didn't like what I don't like is just y'all, you know, when he got hurt, I mean, it's all this other, I don't know. He's like the poster child for every single thing. Now, it's not fair to the kid or the Nike stuff or the who's going to go pro early, who's going to, I mean, all that is so stupid to me. Is I went pro as a junior at Clemson, and it was because, well, Cliff Ellis said I had to. but you know, I just think for him, it's not fair for him to be ahead of this new generation of, okay, they're going to change the rules, all that. But I think he's a phenomenal player. And I got the chance to see him quite a bit. You know, I've lived in Florence for the last 5 to 6 years, but I live over here now in Arizona. But in last year and the years before, I saw him a lot. Great kid, too. He and my son went on their Clemson visit together when they were in the 10th grade. And so it just, you know, that sparked a relationship and friendship. So, no, he's just a great kid, though.
Do you see him as the no-brainer number one pick of the draft?
I don't think there's anybody else that could be. He's by far the number one pick in the draft.
Do you have a comp for him? Is there a guy that he reminds you of that you saw or played against? Who is it?
I'm gonna say Rodney Rogers, who for me was one of my guys that I had to play against in the ACC. And I mean, Rodney Rogers, people forget, obviously, with him being in the wheelchair now and all that. But Rodney Rogers was a phenomenal athlete.
He was, and
Zion's a little bit, you know, more athletic, if you could say that about Rodney.
Yeah.
But not by far, I can tell you. And, you know, and I would even say that Rodney could shoot it better than him. But Zion, see, there's nobody like Zion that's come around in a long time. That's why we look at it that way. Maybe LeBron, and he's even not, you know, LeBron's not even on that level of athleticism. So,
yeah, I mean, he's so ridiculously explosive for a guy who's 285 pounds. You know, it's almost hard to believe, and he's quick off his feet too. You know, he's got that Barkley element of almost being able to bounce off his feet while other guys are sort of glued to the floor.
Right, no doubt about it.
You know, it's now what about Duke itself? The tournament's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in Duke?
You know what? I had a friend of mine ask me this the other night before that game. And he asked me, he said, well, what does your son think who's the best team? And I asked Ron, and he said that by far, Dad, UNC is the better team, and you'll see it. And I said, no, you know, but as soon as, and I don't care if Zion got hurt or not. He said, you know, I mean, and when I talked to him after, he said, man, Dad, it don't matter if he played or not. UNC is better than Duke. And now I see it, you know, I can see it. I think they have a better collection of guys. Like they know what they're doing. Like the Seventh Wood kid comes in for 10 minutes a game. He knows exactly what he does. You know, when you get past the Trey Jones and all them, then it's kind of a drop off after that. You know, it's a big time drop off. I think if you're talking about matchup of top five, top 20 teams. Now, if you're playing Wake Forest and BC, then yeah, Trey Jones is the best defender in the country. But then when you play against, you know, somebody, I mean, I get so tired of that too. You know, I hate Dick. By the way, I hate Dick Vitale, by the way.
Not as much as me.
I mean, yeah, like he's the best defender in the country. He is not the best defender in the country. Matter of fact, he just got killed the other night. And it's like, it doesn't matter with them, Walt. It don't matter what they do. They can get their ass killed and they'll still be talking about, he's good. Like, come on, stop it.
Yeah, Jay Billis, like, you know, Jay Billis so, yeah, was I running mean, the I same mean,
it's
stuff.
It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, Jay Billis it's was ridiculous. Running the same stuff. How's your son doing?
Yeah. He's doing great, man. He's a starter at Wake and playing well, except when they play Clemson and and Duke and Carolina. You don't do well in those games, so we got to work on that. But he's doing well, man. Doing
how's
well
how's Danny Manning doing?
Wake is hard.
How's Danny Manning doing?
Oh, my God. I absolutely love Danny. We are friends. Danny has an unusual situation in that he lost two guys that were starters to the pros who had no idea that they were not going to get drafted. Right. They were not NBA guys, and then it backfired, and Danny pays for it. If you add those two guys to Wake's team with my kid and Childress, and we had the number three recruiting class in ACC, then you talk about something different, you know, in the team. So, well, that type of stuff kind of. So Danny's had a tough ride this year, and I think, but my son and the other freshmen and those guys will be better next year. So
hey, Sharon, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you dropping in with us. Just really quickly, if the NBA moves back to allowing high school players to enter the draft, you a fan of that?
I am.
I am too.
I am, but I think there should be a stipulation with certain things. Though you just. Not like every Tom, Dick, and Harry shouldn't be able to go. No, I just think they need to do something different for the Zions and the AJ, RJ Barrett's and guys like that. That should be those guys should be able to go. There should be some stipulation that just not the guy that plays at Daniel High School. He has 5 points a game. Like, he should be able to go. You know what I'm saying? Like he shouldn't be able to go. But that should be something.
Hey, by the way,
you know what I mean? Walt,
yeah, no, I do.
Man, you know what I mean?
By the way, there's nothing funnier than Duke being all one and doneers. You know, it's just, the guy used to complain about Kentucky doing it. Now he does it. It's all one and doneers. Hey, Sharon, man, it's great talking to you. I'd have you back every week if you're able.
You know, no doubt, brother. Hit me up. You know how to get in touch.
I will.
I come on. You already know it.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate it, man. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife, Beth, and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering. Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hendrick Honda Easley is a short drive from where you are, serving the upstate with great Honda incentives. Hendrick Honda Easley has great low interest rates, terms, purchase, and lease payments. Right now, get a 2018 Accord for $259 a month or a Honda Civic for $199 a month. We even have the Honda CR-V for as low as $249 a month. Not all will qualify, so see Hendrick Honda Easley for all the details. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Four Paws American Pub congratulates the Clemson Tigers on winning another national championship. Since Four Paws opened last summer, the Tigers have been perfect on the field, and we both have plans for a great future. Four Paws has added even more house-made local features, like new country fried pork chops and chicken. Get together with friends to enjoy craft beer and great food while watching sports on our big screen TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Go Tigers!
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Great job by Sharon Wright. We have to do that more often. Texter 940 in all capital letters. That was too cool. Thanks, Sharon and Walt. Definitely bring him back. I love him. I've heard him on radio before. I always thought he was great. I hit him up the other day and said, man, you want to come on the show? He said, absolutely, Walt. I'd love to come on with you. So he did. And we will do more of that. Let's get back to Robert in Georgia. Before I do that, let me tell you about My Garage. You can get in now if you want. It's a good time. 654-7627. My Garage by Essex. man, nobody does it like my garage. They serve the entire upstate. They've served North Carolina for well over a decade as well. Their team has over 100 years combined experience. They're tremendous at what they do. I've spoken to them. I've seen them in action. They do everything in the automotive repair industry, computer diagnostics, engine repairs, strong focus on preventative, scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating. The only things they don't do, body work and paint. Other than that, they do it all, and they're excellent when it comes to computer analysis and all the potential pitfalls that computer diagnostics can entail. They're also well known for their work with the exotics, Mercedes, BMW, Land Rover, Porsche, Infiniti, Lexus, Audi, etc. But Lester and Roxanna, great couple on it. They want me to let you know they work on any make and model of vehicle. They'll be happy to serve you. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many, many other brands. They have robotic alignment. It's like you have to see this to believe it. I didn't even know it existed until I went there. It's perfect every time. A human being never touches your vehicle. It's worth it just to see that and have that done. You get a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. 551 Old Greenville Highway, 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 864-633-5800, 864-633-5800. They're open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6. By the way, Sharon was a hell of a player. I mean, a tremendous player. Andrew says, you know, I just like basketball, but I liked hearing him talk about it. Great job as always. Learn to merge. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. I mean, he really was a tremendous player. I don't know why people forget about him. He wanted to remind me he was the highest Clemson draft pick ever. He wanted to remind people of that. And with good reason, he was. I mean, again, he was on the verge as a young player of becoming an NBA star. He was averaging in double figures his first few years and then was involved in a really bad auto accident. And I'm sure he talks to his kids today about that fact. We just didn't have time to explore all of that. Robert in Georgia. Robert, I appreciate you getting back in.
Hey, not a problem, man. I love that segment, Mr. Wright. I'd love for these ex-Clemson players to get back involved with the basketball team. As a matter of fact, I heard a couple of weeks ago, I didn't know this, that Brad Brownell has Terrell McIntyre on staff
yeah,
similar to the situation like with Jeff Davis in the football team.
Very similar, yep. You're 100% right. Yeah, Boogie McIntyre, and by the way, he was a hell of a player too.
Absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't believe he talked about Dick Vitale. I mean, I used to give him the benefit of the doubt, or I guess maybe more than that, I used to just ignore him. And then just out of happenstance, you know, I listened to most of the games on you guys' radio station, but you had some technical difficulties when they were playing Duke, and so I had to watch it on ESPN. And I lost all respect for him when he was on air defending Rick Pitino during that game. I could not believe that he broached that subject. I mean, just, and it was defending the man. So I just, but I wanted to.
I mean, I lost respect for him years ago because he, you know, he coached at Detroit Mercy and he used to be the champion of the little guy. And he used to say that if you can't go 500 in a power league, you don't belong in. And then eventually he just sold his soul out to the power leagues. And that's when I lost respect for him. And it's only been added to over the years. I mean, to say he's a Duke homer is the greatest understatement in history. I mean, he's the most over-the-top Duke propagandist possible. He manages to interject Duke into every single broadcast he does, even when he was doing NBA games for a while. Remember when they made that switch, and for a year he was like doing NBA games? He still talked about
right.
Duke. He still talked about Duke
in
NBA games.
Yeah. I just, you know. But I'm kind of surprised that you haven't had more talk on the Robert Kraft situation. Listening to a show on your station last night, and a couple of things came out in that show. One, the Patriots flagship ship station in Boston basically came out Friday and said, we're not going to take any calls from fans on this situation. I couldn't believe that. Second of all, there's this thing about that these women in this massage parlor were sex slaves.
Yeah.
And during the show last night, I about fell out of my chair. A caller called in and suggested that, you know, if Robert Kraft was facilitating the dastardly deed of sex slavery, that he should lose ownership of the team, similarly to the way the past Clippers owner lost ownership of his team because of racist comments that he made. And the host of this show refused to say that enabling sex slavery was worse than making racist comments. And I could not believe it.
Yeah, well,
I understand they're terrible. Both of them are terrible. But, you know, go ahead.
Yeah,
let me
address it this way, Robert. If Robert Kraft was guilty of human trafficking, if he had knowledge, if he was going to this establishment with full knowledge that they were involved in human trafficking, then he shouldn't just lose his ownership. He should go to jail. Now, to my knowledge, there is zero evidence to suggest that he had any knowledge of that. Now, I have no idea whether that's true or not, but it's I don't think it's provable based on everything we've heard. Everything we've heard, this is a minor solicitation charge, and essentially it will be expunged from his record. So with a small fine of like $200 and community service. I think you're going to have a hard time proving that the clientele was aware of where the establishment was getting their prostitutes from.
Okay, and listen, Walt, I haven't read up on any of this. This is strictly off of a show last night on the CBS network on your station.
I know who the host is.
I tried to call in with this guy and couldn't get in, but Robert Kraft didn't become a millionaire because he's some impulsive doofus who decided, you know, that, okay, hey, there's a massage parlor driver, pull over, I want to visit that thing.
Yeah.
Listen, and this isn't coming from, you know,
yeah, so let me
New
just,
England
Andrew, let me
but
just.
You had a lot of haters calling in last night about this.
Yeah, Robert, let me just. So what you're suggesting is, if I'm inferring right here, is you're suggesting that it's not accidental that Robert Kraft wound up at this particular establishment, which you are you of the belief then that it suggests he had some knowledge of where this establishment was procuring their, how should I put it, help?
Okay, and that is a fair question, Walt, and I will preface that my answer with another caller has called in and said that they have video of him frequenting this establishment prior to the bust, the FBI bust. So Robert Kraft is a billionaire. Yeah. This guy can get his jollies off anywhere he wants to. You can't believe that he just falls up in this place.
No, but
one day, I'm going to fall up in there again.
Right, but Robert, it may be a place that was working with elite clientele, and maybe it was a reputation as such, and it was a recommendation process. But that still doesn't mean that Robert Kraft knew where they were procuring their help. It still doesn't mean that he knew the yet of allegations of human trafficking. There's just no way to connect that as of now. And that and I can tell you that from what I've read, none of that is being discussed. He is facing simple solicitation charges that are basically a nothing. They're a misdemeanor, and he's going to pay a small fine and do small community service. And the only one that's going to hit him hard is Roger Goodell, and he is going to hit him hard, I think.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. If it comes out that because the living conditions of these women were supposedly implorable, they were living in the facility, sleeping on the massage tables and stuff. If it comes out that Robert Kraft, was aware of this or, solicited this type of entertainment, would you be in favor of him having to give up his?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. If he was frequenting an establishment where he knew that the favors being served him were being served by victims of human trafficking, then there's a special place in hell for him, and I'm in favor of whatever you can do to him. That would change it dramatically. I don't think there's any evidence of that, and we've already heard what he's being charged with, and there's just no suggestion of that at all. So I think Robert, to be fair, I know he's a big name, but to be fair, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt you give anybody else. And in that case, there's been just no mention. And nor do I think we should jump to the conclusion that because a place serves an elite clientele, that the clientele necessarily know where the females are coming from.
That place was in a strip mall.
Yeah,
at the end of a strip mall.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm just saying that, to my knowledge, and from everything I've heard, that's not being discussed. So,
one last question, this off the air. The radio host last night refused to say that this, if you engaged in human trafficking, that it was not worse.
Of course it's worse than a racial slur. Of course it is.
Racial profile.
Of course it is.
Or he tried to say it was as bad as Jerry Richardson in a hostile work environment. And I could not believe that he would not say that it was worse than that. Walt, I love your show.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. But being a bad person and dastardly is being a bad person and dastardly. There are degrees of everything. Yeah, I'm going to say that if you're engaged in human trafficking, that's about as bad as anything you can possibly be engaged in. But again, from a craft perspective, and I just don't know that there's any evidence to suggest that. Liam, coming right to you. Let me tell you about Priority One. No one does security like Priority One. First of all, they're great people. Tip of the spear when it comes to technology. They customize every single job, so you're not getting any cookie cutter formula. They're coming in evaluating how to best fit your security needs, either residentially or commercially. And then there's this, they have the fastest response time in the industry. I think that's pretty important when it comes to security. You need help and you need it now. This is Priority One. We live in a world full of kooks, chock full of kooks. I mean, they had the Oscars last night. There was a whole room full of them. Protect yourself from people who win Oscars. Call Priority One, 288-1400, 288-1400. You'll thank me later. Lee, you'll be up first as soon as we get back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save 5, 10, and 20 bucks with Family Dollar smart coupons. This week, 12-pack Pepsi products, buy 3 for $10. Angel Soft Bath Tissue or Sparkle Paper Towels, $4.50. And Tide Liquid or Pods, $2.95 with your Family Dollar smart coupons. Sign up today. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
Tax refunds are on their way, and we know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family with discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Former Clemson national champion Deshaun Watson wants to play football with you. Attend the Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp. Kids in grades 1 through 8 can join former Clemson star on May the 18th at Clemson University's indoor-outdoor football practice facility. Register at watsoncamp.com. Deshaun will be on-site and joined by area coaches to provide small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. It's Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp. Visit watsoncamp.com today.
Here is a tough question that needs a good answer. Why have you not booked your free consultation with the Health Fair yet? Walt Diptula here, and if you're wrestling with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and you want those symptoms gone, you need to book your free consultation with the Health Fair. You need to do it now, even if you just want to lose weight. But think, it's too hard. Book your free consultation. The Health Fair really works in a big way. A big thing I love about the Health Fair is that it's not some magic pill. It's a lifestyle plan with a big support team and lots of help. You can have carbs, even eat fast food. It's like nothing else. Anyone can do the Health Fair, and yes, this includes you. Turn your radio up and repeat after me. Today is the day you will dig out of that unhealthy hole. Book your consultation with the Health Fair. Do it for yourself and your family. Don't put it off. The Health Fair is so confident, they even guarantee your success. Visit iDareGreenville.com. Your health is too important to wait. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you kidding me right now?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Oh,
Welcome to the Red Range. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'll be off tomorrow. Clemson baseball. By the way, the Hackenberg kid is raking. Good early sign for Clemson baseball. In fact, Clemson is getting tremendous production from all of their kids, really. Having said that, you know, I think the future is really bright. It's obviously been a tremendous recruiting class boon. I'm still a little concerned about this year. I think this is such a young team in so many key parts that I'm a little concerned with they will hit a wall at some point. Plus, as the competition improves, I think some of the youth might be felt a little more than. I think it's sort of a transitional type year for Clemson baseball. I hope people don't have artificial expectations too soon and too soon of this group and all this youth in terms of the competition that they're playing against right now. Because I think there will be periods that do not look as good. And I'm just warning you about it. So don't have artificially inflated expectations for this group. I think it's a transitional time in my mind for Clemson baseball right now. Off to a good start, but much bigger hurdles to come. Lee, how are you?
I'm depressed, Walt. How are you?
Why are you depressed, Lee?
Because I wasn't even nominated for an award last night.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but hey, at first I kind of felt bad for Robert, you know, with all this. You know, he might have to turn the Patriots over to his son or sell the team, but I guess he's already got his foot in the door on the adult video career.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think he's a 77-year-old guy that was probably just lonely, probably didn't play it the way he should have. But I don't think anything too major is going to come of it.
I don't condone what he did at all. It's pretty bad. I don't think he had anything to do with the human trafficking, but I just think, you know, I've been at this spot at the wrong time. I hear they got him twice on video.
I'm sorry?
I hear they got him twice on video.
Yeah, I don't know. Initially, people representing him said that the charges are false. I don't know how you can make those suggest that the charges are false if they have you on video. That's a strange element. I heard that the other day, and I was surprised to hear that. I mean, just accept it. Pay, you know, obviously, you know, listen, the biggest penalty to Kraft here is not going to be the $200, nor is it going to be the few hours of community service. The biggest penalty is the national embarrassment he brought on himself, his family, the franchise, the National Football League. Because it is embarrassing. I mean, it's incredibly embarrassing. There is nothing anybody can do to Kraft that is a bigger penalty than the embarrassment of being caught in this deal.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to listen, Walt. I just want to get my 2 cents in.
Thank you, Lee.
I just got in today, so I missed your whole show today. Sorry about that.
That's all right, Lee. Don't do it again.
Tigers.
All right. Thank you, Lee. You know, I don't know. That's the element to me that is the real punitive finding. It's the embarrassment. Nothing that Goodell can do to him, nothing that the Florida police can do to him, none of that stuff really matters. What matters is just the embarrassment of the whole thing. I mean, you know, a 77-year-old guy is allegedly parking his Bentley outside a place called Orchids of Asia. I still think
that's got a red flag.
Yeah,
everybody in the neighborhood goes, who's that?
Yeah, exactly. It's not like a, you know, it's not like your normal Florida vehicle.
Right.
And but furthermore, you know, to me, right from the beginning, the name is just this giant red flag.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there can be nothing. There can be nothing more foreshadowing. That's the word I was looking for. There can be nothing more foreshadowing than a name called Orchids of Asia.
It's bad.
That basically says we do hookers. I mean, Orchids of Asia says we do hookers. I mean, what else does that mean? What else does that mean? Lee says, I'm hearing that he will have to do 100 hours of community service. Eh, you know, I'm sure, I will bet you anything that that guy himself does not serve 100 hours of anything. Yeah, I'll bet you anything. I just don't think the way that works. But regardless, even if he does, you know, so what? You know, so what? Let him go feed some people in a soup kitchen for a couple weeks. You know, I mean, trust me, like I said, this guy doesn't need, but, you know, it's the risk he ran. He, it's hard to understand. It really is. But going back to Robert's point, Kevin, I'm coming to you in a minute. I don't think that you can make any assumption that the clientele knew how these women were where they were coming from, how they were being procured. I don't think there's any way that you can prove or have evidence of. And plus, I think it's a leap in logic. It's not to say it couldn't be, but it's a leap in logic that the legal system of this country does not allow for, unless you have evidence of it. I'm not even sure where we are in that, by the way. I haven't seen any additional supportive evidence of that. I mean, do we know for certain that they were engaged in human trafficking, or was that just a supposition? I'm not sure that I've seen anything that said definitively that was the case. Let me get Kevin in here. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I got a couple of comments. One is, you know, Robert Kraft, wow, 77 years old. I mean, I got a lot to look forward to in life. I was thinking those days might be far behind you at that age, but man, you got to be optimistic.
Yeah. Well, maybe you just went there for a hamburger.
Hey, you know what? Maybe they were two consenting adults that just got things carried away between them. We don't know. Until we see the video, we truly won't know. And you know, Walt, what's up with Tony Romo trying to be a professional golfer? He seems to work harder at that than he did to be a professional football player.
Well, I don't know, maybe. I mean, golf has always been held this special attraction for him, and he's a pretty good golfer. I mean, maybe it was too much of a distraction for him during his football career. You want to be great. You know, you want to be great at something, you have to be dedicated to it.
And, you know, one last question. You know, South Carolina, basketball-wise, do they still have a chance if they went out the rest of their schedule?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, just keep playing. Keep playing well and try and get Silva to make a free throw and stay out of foul trouble, because he's setting like all-time records in both categories. But keep him on the court and you have a shot, and there's still time. I mean, your league record is good. Obviously you got to overcome an OC that wasn't good, but there's still games to be played. There's still games to be won and games to be lost. So keep playing well. Kevin, I have to run. I apologize. Texter said the Florida DA said it was human trafficking. Again, and that may be, and that's a terrible, terrible crime. And those responsible should go right to hell and stay in jail forever. but it doesn't mean that the clientele had any knowledge of it. Kiwi Financial Group, Greg's the guy, Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box firm. So that allows them to select the appropriate investment for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer a diverse group of financial solutions, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions, social security maximization planning. Are you approaching that age? You've done the right thing your whole life. Don't blow it now. There are something like 400 different options a married couple can choose. How is a layman going to navigate their way through that? The answer is you're not. That's why you need Greg Wales. He will save you all sorts of money and keep you from making mistakes. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next to Max Drive-In. 864-654-5043. 654-5043. I'll see you Wednesday.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 1055, The Roar. Welcome to Bylo Tiger Calls with Coach Brownell, brought to you by Bylo, the official supermarket of the Clemson Tigers. Coca-Cola. Not all fans agree on the best game day foods, but when it's served with an ice-cold Coca-Cola, you know you've got yourself a winner. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling. Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer.